Have your heart and spirit burned as you listen to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
It's K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
Its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Jordera, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's zionhill.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
While you are still standing, will you please turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 2. Verse number 9. The book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 9. Just one verse for your consideration before we take the communion. The Bible said, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name." Please remain standing as we pray. Our Father and our God, we are grateful for the Word of God. You said in that word, how can they hear it without a preacher? And how can they preach unless you, God, called them? I thank you, O God, for the call of God upon my life. Lord, I bless your name today for the way you're using your servant in this neighborhood and beyond this neighborhood. Lord, I pray that you will use me for your glory. Use my mouth, use my tongue, use my intellect. Let your glory fill this place. Let your super be on my natural as I try to proclaim what thus says the Lord. I pray for all your people, those who are in the house, those who are listening on radio, those who are watching on social media, those who are watching on television. Lord, I pray the blessing of God upon every one of them. I thank you that signs and wonders shall follow them that believe this morning. It is so. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk with you for a few minutes on the subject titled, There is a Price to be Paid. There is a price to be paid. When it's time for communion, we come together, we take the bread, and we drink of the cup. But it's important to be reminded that somebody paid the price for our redemption. The passage I just read to your hearing is talking about Jesus Christ. Am I right about it? The Bible said, because of the price that he paid on the cross, God exalted him. The Bible said, God also giving him a name. And the Bible said, the name that God gave him is above every name. The question must be asked, why did God exalt him? Why did God give him a name? Why did God don't just give him a name, but he gave him a name that is above every name? The answer is, he paid the price. Ladies and gentlemen, my message to you is very simple. It will bless you and bless your children, your children's children, if you receive it. There is a price for every great destiny. I can close my book and go home. Many people never make it in life because they don't want to pay the price. There is a price for the anointing. Many preachers want to preach, but they are not willing to pay the price for the anointing. Many people want to sing good. They are talented. They have the gift. But there is no anointing because they are not willing to pay the price. There is a price for the anointing. There is a price for the glory of God. There is a price for the power of God to be demonstrated in your life. The truth be told, everybody wants to succeed. I've never met anyone that say, Pastor, I just want to be a failure in life. Everybody wants to succeed. Everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to have victories. But those desires will never manifest until you're willing to pay the price. My brothers, my sisters, biggest challenge to our generation is that we're living in a generation that just wants things to be handed out to them. We live in a generation of just give it to me. And then many of us in our homes, we feed that demon. You buy telephones for children that are doing poorly in school. Little Ray Ray comes home with a bad grade, and then you buy him an iPhone. That's right, preacher. iPhone 15. The most expensive one. Little Ray Ray will not not do his house chores. And yet you buy him Nike shoe. You buy him a Jordan. You buy him video games. We live in a generation that has no passion, no drive for hard work. And yet we keep on feeding that demon. He's a little girl in high school. You buy him an automobile. And you know you never had a car until you're 40 years old. Somebody needs to preach this gospel. There is a price to be paid for the power of God. There is a price to be paid for the glory of God. It will cost you your convenience. Preachers, you want to be effectful. You want to be impactful. But are you willing to pay the price? It will cost you your convenience. It will cost you your ego. It will cost you your pride. It will cost you your reputation. The secret of standing is kneeling. You show me a man or a woman who is standing tall, I will show you a man or a woman who is always on his knees. Ladies and gentlemen, you can have great calling upon your life. You can have great talents. You can have great vision. You can have great dreams. But until you're willing to pay the price, none of those visions will manifest. I can close my book and go home. The reason why God highly exalted Jesus and gave him a name that is above every name. In fact, God said, at the name of Jesus only, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess. Why? Because he paid the price. Prayer is a price. But many of you don't pray. Fasting is a price. But many of you don't fast. Surrendering your life to God is a price. But many of you don't surrender your life. You want to run your life the way you see fit. Reverend, I'm an American. I'm free. You sure right. But you're free with no power. No anointing. You come to town, the devil is not scared of you. You're a toothless dog. Ladies and gentlemen, even death is a price. Ladies and gentlemen, think about it. Jesus' death on the cross. Don't just take the crackers and drink the juice. Jesus' death on the cross shows the price for life is death. Can you handle the truth? If you want to host God in your life, if you want to host God in your home, if you want to host God in your church, only dead men can carry God. I'm trying to help everybody. The road to true success, you must be willing to die. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 shows how Apostle Paul tells you the price. He said, I am crucified with Christ. He said, I am dead. You're looking at me, but I'm a dead man. It takes being dead when people talk about you and you still love them. It takes being dead when people lied on you and you're still walking in love. It takes being dead. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. But he said, let me tell you a little secret. Yet, I'm still living. You see, I'm dead, but I'm still living. But the life that I now live, I live it by the Son of God, who loves me, who watch over me, who take care of me. Ladies and gentlemen, what am I trying to tell you? If you want the power of God to manifest in your life, pastors, preachers, deacons, instead of you playing politics for power. Instead of you, Pastor, when are you going to appoint me? And I just smile and I'm feeling sorry for you. Are you willing to die? Are you willing to sweat? Are you willing to weep? Are you willing to bleed? Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to die? When you're willing to do that, come back to me. I never listened to any of them. God is my witness. I got preachers. I got deacons. Deaconesses. Pastor, I believe I can do this. I just look at them and say, feel sorry for their soul. You ain't ready. You're not even close to being ready. There is a price to be paid. When a door is open, typically that door that is open leads to something. The door that leads to life, I tell you, is death. The door that leads to the throne of God is the cross. Are you all still here? Ladies and gentlemen, that's why in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus said to them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Pick up your cross. And then you're ready to follow. This ain't not about titles. This ain't not about position. It's about paying the price. If you want to be Abraham, you must be willing to give up your Isaac. Can you handle the truth? Only those who will give up the Isaac are qualified to be called Abraham. I wish I have time to tell you about a young lady by the name Esther. You'll be singing, take me to the king. Yeah, right. You ain't go to no king. Are you willing to pay the price that Esther paid? For 12 months, she was under training. 12 months, going through beauty treatment. Can't even get you to eat right. 6 months, the Bible said, he was consumed with perfumes. He was buried, disciplined. Because she paid the price. Can you handle the truth? She was able to show up in front of the king. And the king looked at her and said, "That's my girl. That is my girl." Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is full of examples. Remember Joseph? He was hated. Mm-hmm. He was sold into slavery. He was thrown into the pit. You see the price that he's paying? He was thrown into the prison. He was lied upon. But at the end of the day, he ended up being the prime minister of the nation. What is my message to you all? Don't just go through tradition of coming every fourth Sunday. Or is in some churches the first one. In some churches the second Sunday. It don't matter where you put the communion. But you need to understand Jesus paid the price in full. My message to you, you cannot achieve anything of significance in your life, in my life, unless and until you pay the price. To be a medical doctor, you got to stay in school for many years and study long hours while everybody's cruising the house. And having a party, having good times, sorority, fraternity, you have to sit your behind them and study. Ain't no shortcut to victories in life. You got to be willing to pay the price. When it comes to the anointing, there is a price to be paid. When it comes to the power of God, there is a price to be paid. When it comes to your salvation, yes, they will tell you salvation is free, but don't be fooled. Somebody paid the price. The truth be told in ministry, the more you do for God, the greater the price you have to pay. The Africans understood this when they talk about climbing up ladders. They will tell you the higher you go, the steeper. You can fall easy. I am amazed how much opportunity there is in the kingdom of God. But because we are not willing to pay the price, God is unable to use us. The more God uses you, the more anointed you become. But you must be willing to do what? Pay the price. I wish I have time just to walk through the Bible. The life of every disciple of Jesus Christ. Every one of them, they pay the price. Many of them die a martyr. They were persecuted. They were misunderstood. They were beaten. They were killed. Some of them got their flesh thrown in a boiling oil. Some of them got their neck cut off. And here you are in a jar. You are juggling for power. Don't call me. Don't call me. John chapter 12, verse 24, put it in simple English. The Bible says, except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and died. Are you listening to me? It abided alone. But if it died, it will bring forth much fruit. I'm trying to show you the way up. I'm trying to show you the way to real power. I'm trying to show you the way to experience the glory of God. It's been 28 years since I've been here. And yes, I am blessed. I wish I could tell you otherwise. Some people will tell me, I want to dress like you dress. Preachers will come. I want to have a church just like you. I want to have the same opportunity that you have. And I look at them. I didn't know whether to slap them or to pray for them. But the question must be asked, can you pay the price that I have to pay? Can you handle the pressure? Can you handle the lies? Can you handle the rumors? Can you handle the stigma? Can you handle the shame, the persecution, the reproach, the abuse, the trials, even temptations? I'm trying to help somebody. Our story was told in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 2. When you get a chance, read it. The story was told of a prophet. His name is Elijah. God used him mightily. And then it was time for God to take him home. No condition is permanent. And when it was time for him to go to heaven, he had an assistant, an associate pastor. His name is Elisha. You sure, right? Woman of God. And he told the associate pastor, my time is winding down. You can go home now. The associate minister said, no, sir. I'm going to stay right here. Whatever is going to happen to you, I want to see. I will continue to serve you. I will continue to follow you because I want the same mantle that you got. I want that same power. 3 times he told this young man, go home. He said, I'm going to Gilgal. Go home. The associate minister said, I'm going to be right here with you, sir. Whatever devil is going to mess with you, going to mess with me. That's what Ruth said to Naomi. Your God will be my God. Your people will be my people. You wonder why some of you are not blessed, trying to be an associate minister, trying to be a deacon, trying to be a deaconess. You are unqualified. Ruth said, I'm going to be right there with you. Yes, times are tough, but I'm not backing down. Elisha said to Elijah, I'm following you all the way. Still serving. Still believing. Times are tough. He never walked out. And the Bible said the time come when God snatched the man of God And then the mantle fell. Now I'm going to tell you how you pay the price. Hallelujah. I have to preach this to my own children. If you are ready to pay the price for greatness, for power of God, for the anointing of God, if you want to make a difference in your world, do what that young associate minister did. The first thing he did, he sought what he wanted. He wanted the mantle. And he seeked that mantle. Many of you want power you never seek. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. You want anything? The Bible says you got to ask. You want anything? The Bible says you got to seek. You want anything? The Bible says you got to knock. How bad do you want it? Many of you don't even know what you want. Every one of us needs to go home today and put on paper. This is what I want for my life. What you want don't have to be the same thing that I want. But know what you want. Have a goal. Write it down. The Bible says write the vision. Got to make it plain. Let everybody know. Let every devil know. One thing my family will tell you. Once I made up my mind, I'm going to Calvary. No devil can stop me. Because my mind is made up. My heart is fixed. What is your goal? What are you trying to achieve with your life? What are you trying to achieve with your family? What are you trying to achieve with your ministry? What are you trying to achieve with your business? That young associate minister, Elisha, he sought that mantle. Three times. I wish I could have time to preach about three times. Jesus was in the wilderness. Three times he was tempted. Three times he was given an alternative fact. If you really want to achieve, the devil will give you every opportunity to quit. Wow. He will give you every opportunity to give up. But you got to become like Abraham. You got to become fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. The Bible said he did not stagger through unbelief. His mind was made up. He was fully persuaded that what God says, he would do it. Hallelujah. I feel like shouting already. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I see this young man here trying to go to Washington. The devil will give you every opportunity to give up. People will tell you you don't even stand a chance. You're too young. You're too broke. you too black. They will give you every excuse. But when you get to the point that you know, that you know, that you know, that the God whom I serve is able to heal me. Do I have a witness in the house? The God whom I serve is able to bring me out. The God whom I serve is able to bless me anyhow. The God whom I serve is able to make a way out of no way. You got to become fully persuaded. No matter if nobody else sees. As long as you know that you know that you know. I didn't have no dime to my name. But I just know in my knowing. The Lord will make a way. Like a sheep that tossed and driven by an angry sea. When the storms of life are raging and they're beautiful on me, what I've done, I fix this race so hard to run, and I say to my soul, don't worry, oh, that Lord will make the way so high. If the cross above, he will take away the sorrow. Let him talk about the blood. When the Lord's got the eyes so heavy, he's so upon my pride. It's a sweet relief in knowing that God. I'm trying to have somebody. You got to know, in your knowing, storm may rise and wind may blow. You are fully persuaded that the Lord will make a way. Do I have a witness in the house? Do I have a witness in the house? So when you get ready to pay the price, the first thing you have to do, you have to seek the Lord. Seek what you want. The second thing, I got to go home because we have to take the communion. The second thing is that we have to seize every opportunity. You see, when that mantle fell, homeboy had a choice. That's right, son. That's right. The difference between success and failure is the choices we make. Yes, sir. He had a choice to just leave that man to ride with. But he had a choice to pick it up. What you going to do? Tell your neighbor, pick it up. Tell him again, pick it up. Yes, folks going to talk about you. Pick it up. Yes, folks going to roll their eyes at you. Pick it up. Yes, folks going to call you everything but a child of God. Pick it up. The Bible talk about Jesus Christ, that he pick up his cross. The Bible say, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He endured affliction. He endured all the beat up. He did not despise the shame. And now he's seated at the right hand of God. You see how it works? I've been preaching to you about this, a price to pay. By the way, when you pick up that mantle, then picking up the mantle of your life comes with responsibility. Because now it means that when he pick up that preacher's mantle, now he has the responsibility to proclaim the gospel that this preacher's been preaching. I would not want a joker to inherit or come after me in this pulpit, because I know the price. I know the sacrifice. I know the pain, the ridicule, the trials, the temptation. When you pick up that mantle, comes with the responsibility. Jesus looked at Peter. He said, Peter, feed my sheep. Don't just pick up the mantle so you can have a position. Don't just pick up the mantle so you can have a salary. Don't just pick up the mantle so you can be on radio or television. When you pick up that mantle, it comes with the responsibility for you to demonstrate the power of God. Apostle Paul said, I didn't come to you with eloquence of speech, but I have come to demonstrate. That's right, my sister, the power of God. That preacher, he didn't just fold the mantle. He didn't just leave it on the ground. He picked it up. Another way you pay the price is you use what you got. Shake the world. The world is dying, looking for answers. I was talking to Deacon Coleman the other day. He was briefing me how messed up our community has become. All the crimes going on. All the mishaps. He said, Pastor, we need help. It's one of your members. Don't just have a mantle so you can dress like Assistant Pope. Preach the gospel. In season, out of season. When they want to hear, when they don't want to hear. Shake the foundation of this community. And I want you to know, when you pay the price, God's got your back. Are you listening to me? Joseph paid the price. He ended up in the palace. Esther paid the price. She ended up being queen. God said, I'll never leave you. He said, I'll never forsake you. I'll be a friend that's still closer than any brother you got. I want you to know God is faithful. Somebody is here today. God wants to use you. The best church has not been built yet. The best ministry opportunity has not been opened yet. God, the Spirit of the Lord is going to flow throughout the whole world, searching. You may well be that man. You may well be that woman to change the community, to change our state, to change our parish, to change this America for the better.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Jordera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
Healing. The sick, so healing, the sick, so.
Not my soul.